The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
What's happening?
I'm sick!
Man, it's a good song. Still want that debate going. Tweet me. Tweet.
In three quarters.
Fry 42.
Turn left on Sepulveda Boulevard.
That's my... Gee whiz, that's loud. My goofy Waze app. Sepulveda Boulevard. At Fry 42. At JMore 37. Let us know if you want the same song every week. You want us to mix it up. What do you want us to do? When Hulk Aminia runs wild on you, brother. Celtics clobber the Wizards. Come on, Wizards. Magic harder. The Wizards. Are you really going to lose to a team that wear gowns and little hats and wave little wands and have big long beards? We're Wizards. Avery Bradley. What do you have, 25 points at halftime? That's not good, Wizards. Last I checked, Avery Bradley averages for an entire game 16 fucking points. 25 at the half. Al Horford got shots. Isaiah Thomas was a decoy. He's 5'8", 5'9". He's setting screens for Al Horford, and you can't get through a 5'9" guy? Come on. Run that dude over. Run the jewels. Oh. I believe the name of that song is Close Your Eyes and Count the Fuck. That's one way to title it. It's inexcusable. If you're the Washington Wizards, if you're Scottie Brooks, you're probably looking at Bradley Beal and you're looking at John Wall saying, really? You guys couldn't get through the screen? He's 5'9". He's a goofy, goofy dude. Not really. He's a fantastic basketball player, but Al Horford was told before the game that he was going to be a decoy, that Isaiah Thomas was going to be a decoy and Al Horford was going to get more shots. Then Avery Bradley goes batshit, bat guano crazy for 25 at the half. Who's playing defense out there? The French? Woo! Inexcusable, man. I don't get it. But I do get it because I'm the one that told you guys a while ago that Brad Stevens is the best possible guy to be the coach of the Boston Celtics because you don't need a superstar with a coach like Brad Stevens. You can't go out there and coach a team like the Butler Bulldogs to a Final Four because there's no superstars on the Butler Bulldogs. You have to go to class. You have to do essay questions and do weird things like study, learn calculus, Butler Bulldogs. So this guy's used to working with five guys. Sounds hot, right?
Oh boy, I love working with five guys. Excuse me, Avery, would you mind ball handling you?
That aren't superstars. And he's got one in Isaiah Thomas. Make no mistake, that kid's now in a bona fide, card-carrying superstar. Al Horford is not. Avery Bradley is not. Don't get it twisted. Okay, they had some good games. I understand that. But Isaiah Thomas is a man. Even when he's setting screens, he actually set screens that worked where guys that averaged not a lot of points were getting a lot of points. Avery Bradley's like, okay. 16 tonight? That's really weird. They just absolutely kicked the shit out of the Washington Wizards. There's just no excuse for that. I'm sorry. None. And the Washington Wizards, you should be ashamed. That's a Scottie Brooks coach team, man. That is Scottie Brooks, man. What are you guys doing? You're going to kill the guy. He's going to get a damn heart attack. Oof. That's a bad look on the Wiz. Bad, bad look on the Wiz. And Scotty Brooks, you better coach your balls off and figure out a way to get Bradley Beal and John Wall and Marcin Gortat involved. Because that was bad basketball. They got charisnushed. All the attention was on Isaiah Thomas. They were triple teaming him when he didn't have the ball. Woo. Mm. Isaiah Thomas, by the way. This is going to be the last one I do in the car until I get my damn truck back, because you guys deserve better than me talking over blinkers and my Waze app in 1,000 feet turn onto Sepulveda Boulevard. They should do Celebrity Waze. Celebrity Waze app. It's Christopher Walken. Do me a favor. The next time you can, make a U-turn. In fact, you could do it now. Go over the divider. Nobody's watching. Be a man. Doc Rivers. Turn left. Turn left, but don't blame Blake. It's not Blake's fault. Don't blame Blake. Turn left. Mm. Isaiah Thomas, by the way, fined $25,000 for interaction with a fan. What, did he blow the guy? $25,000. I hope it was worth it. It better be a really, really bad infraction. He must have run up into the stands and blown the guy. And the guy didn't want to be blown. The Isaiah Thomas fine, $25,000, fined by the NBA for directing inappropriate language at a Wizards fan during Game 3 last Thursday. The league made the announcement. This is Wednesday night. 3 hours before game time. How'd you like to take the court knowing you got $25,000 lighter? And the video is on Instagram, by the way. You can check it out. And he's just yelling curse words at a fan, a Wizards fan. Come on, Wizards fan. Why don't you guys just leave me alone? He probably said something a little more delightful than, why don't you just leave me alone? I'm guessing a few mother effers were in there. What did the fan do, heckle? Come on, man. I didn't know Wizards fans existed, let alone could get under your skin. Oof. Somebody took a video randomly and put it up on their damn Instagram account. And it's just a fan heckling Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah, who's on the bench, just looks back and says, I will fuck you up, and you know that. That's what he said. That's what I said to Danny Green. I didn't get fined $25,000. Good Lord. Brad Stevens, coach of the Boston Celtics, said, obviously there's a line that you can't cross and ultimately get fined for. That's my reaction to it. I think that if he could take it back, he would. No, I don't think he would. The money, of course. He'd like to take it back if he knew he was going to get whacked 25 grand. But I'm pretty sure if a guy's heckling the shit out of you all night long, you're going to turn around and go, I'll fuck you up. And you know that. Wow. 25,000 bucks for cursing? I want the guys to yell at me. I wish Danny Green said something back to me. Can you imagine? I got a fight with Danny Green. Hmm. Jeremy Lin says, racist comments are very common in college. When he was in the NCAA, they were more common in college than in the NBA. Racist remarks? Yeah, they happen all the time. I didn't know they were that prevalent at Harvard for Chinese guys, but obviously he's not lying. He said the worst was at Cornell when I was being called a C dash dash K. Oh, there's an extra dash, so it's Chink. Brooklyn Nets point guard, by the way. He said on his teammates podcast, Randy Foy has a podcast. Who doesn't have a fucking podcast now? A homeless guy crawls out of a dumpster and goes, you want to be on my podcast? Cornell students are yelling Chink onto the court. Oh. Mmm. I guess that's the worst one, except for the New York Post putting on the back page, chink in his armor when he finally had a bad game. That actually happened. That actually fucking happened, man. Yeah, the New York Post, a newspaper, wrote a chink in his armor. It happened. Look it up, man. It happened. So Jeremy Lin is saying that the racist slurs were worse in college. They were worse in college than they were in the NBA. I don't know. I saw a lot of Jeremy Lin basketball when he played for the Knicks. Lin Sanity. I was right in the middle of all that. And I think we were just kind of stunned because he was undrafted. He's just this Harvard guy. And he did win games. It was Lin Sanity. It was crazy how good he was. And he did win basketball games by himself. But if somebody yells like an N-word, like at Fenway Park, They called Adam Pac-Man Jones an N-word. The Igger word. It's so stupid to say N-word because you know what the word is. Just start printing it already. Newspapers. I know what it means. Niacin. Ne'er-do-well. You no good man. Knock it off, Adam Jones. You no good Mr. Man. Hey, Nickelback. That is a dirty word because they stink. What a terrible band. So I didn't know there were racist taunts at Cornell to a Harvard point guard that's kicking. By the way, they would kick the shit out of Cornell last I checked. The kid went to the NBA. He's pretty damn good. Who are the basketball players in the NBA from Cornell? I'll give you a day and a half to give me your answer. That's bad news. You don't want to hear any racist slurs. And if you're at a game, I get mad when people don't take their hats off for the Star Spangled Banner. I'm like, take off your hat. Take off your hat. You're making me uncomfortable. Take off your hat. They don't have the wherewithal to go, oh, they actually say, please remove your hats and stand for the national anthem. It's just what you do. It's just a sign of, forget the country for a second. You're all together doing the same thing. Just be a part of that beautiful unit. Us. We. When we're at a game. George Carlin has that great bit. He goes, why do I have to take off my hat? What the fuck does that have to do with patriotism? What if my hat is made out of the American flag? Shouldn't I just keep it on and point it at the other flag? Poor Jeremy Lin. Poor Jeremy Lin, my ass. That guy got paid to be called. If you were going to, if I was a black guy, an Asian guy, a Jewish guy, a Puerto Rican guy, I don't even know other minorities. Portuguese guy. What would you call a Portuguese guy? I don't know. And don't tweet it to me because it's dirty. Porty? Porta potty? I honestly don't know. If you're going to pay me $6 million and like a couple times I got to hear racist slurs at me, oh, I'd laugh my cock off. A lot I would laugh. I'd laugh all the way to my black bank with my $6 million check for playing basketball where I dunked over the Chinese guy. Jeremy Lin. I'm sorry, Jeremy Lin, that society and just this people in general feel the need to do that. Boston were yelling, you know, N-bombs on Adam Jones at Fenway Park, and the next night they gave him a standing ovation. Oh, that's good. That's mighty whitey of Boston. Hey, it's all right. He's not a nigga. He's all right. Hey, Adam Jones. I thought you were the other one that played for the Bengals, kiddo. Boston is an amazing sports town. What makes it amazing is they will love you and stick up for you. And the moment you leave Boston, they act like you are the biggest piece of shit they ever saw. They don't want to know anything about you. JJ, Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker are the greatest fucking forward tandem to ever play in the NBA. Two Hall of Famers out there. And then Paul Pierce leaves. Antoine Walker goes to the Heat. He goes, good. He's a fat fuck, Paul. Antoine Walker's a fucking fat fuck. Good. I'm glad he's gone. You know why? Because I got a daughter named Johnny and a son named Damon. This is my daughter Johnny, my son Damon. How are you? This kid, say hello. Johnny Damon goes to the Yankees. Johnny Damon was touching kids in the parking lot. He's no good. Oh, well, what are your kids' names? that's Jamin and that's Donnie. Come on, Bill Buckner. Boston fans are rough, but man, they're cool. If they love you, they love you all the way. I don't know of a better sports town ever. They know their shit. And construction workers in Boston are smart because they read like 5 newspapers before their first break. This is going to be a short one today, guys, because I really want to start working more and more and more on what I keep telling you I'm working on, and that is my game that we can all play. And that is, of course, was this said by a national sports host or was this said by a drunken fan on Twitter? And you're not allowed to go look it up. I mean, you can, but you'd be cheating. And I don't think you want to be a cheater, because that would make you an N-word, a ne'er-do-well. A ne'er-do-well. Oof. Use the Amazon banner, please, at jmore.com. I'd appreciate it greatly. I'm driving right now, so I'm not going to type that in and look it up. That would be bad for business. You don't want that. There's a guy that bought a whole bunch of stuff. Really? That's vague. I know. But I'm going to get him worked into the mix. Spurs. Kawhi Leonard is good to go. Death taxes, Spurs win, baby. Death taxes, Spurs win. But before I leave you, my friends, Terry Francona says he was fired. His son, Nick, said he was fired. It was discriminatory because he was a war veteran. Terry Francona, of course, a World Series manager. His son, Nick Francona, accused the Dodgers of discrimination, alleging they unjustly fired him last year after he sought help from an organization that treats veterans for so-called invisible wounds of war, like PTSD. Now, if this is real, This is a bad thing, man. But I got news for you. I know Lon Rosen, one of the owners of the Dodgers, personally. It's about as good a guy as you can get. And I know one thing about my friend Lon. He absolutely would not do that. Now, I don't think Lon Rosen walks around saying, you're fired, you're hired. You know, he's not doing the celebrity baseball apprentice. He's a Marine Corps veteran, Nick Francona. And he served in Afghanistan. He filed a letter of complaint to Major League Baseball that the Dodgers terminated his contract as assistant director of player development over an assessment he received at Home Base, a Boston area organization. I'm reading from ESPN.com. He's 31 years old, twice turned away settlement offers from the Dodgers since his firing in March 2016 for $40,000 and another one for $150,000. Major League Baseball investigation is reportedly underway, ongoing, and expect to be completed within a week. This is terrible, man. This is a war veteran. This isn't somebody yelling chink or spook at a goddamn baseball game. This is a guy that served our country, and he's saying, I got fired because they discriminated against me. I don't know this discrimination. I know this discrimination firsthand. I was about to say I don't, but I do. And it's a very quiet one. And that is, of course, when you come back from Afghanistan, you come back from Iraq, nobody can hire you. They're uncomfortable hiring you. They feel uncomfortable with a war veteran in the dentist office walking around as a dental assistant or, you know, a guy doing civic planning for bridges and tunnels. And this is a really bad story, and I hope it's not true, but then that makes him a liar, so I don't know what. I hope it comes to resolution. While his quote, Nick Francona, was, while I don't expect that speaking out on these issues will be universally popular with baseball circles, these issues are far too important to remain silent. He's right. They are. We got to help our veterans. If you know a veteran, hire him. I asked Nate Boyer on my podcast, what do we do after we say, hey, thanks for your service? He says, give us a job. We need to work. And that really opened my eyes. My dentist, Dr. Firestone, on Riverside in the Valley, he's a Vietnam War veteran, and he's a beautiful guy. He's a real beautiful, actually, he's handsome, beautiful, too. He looks exactly like Anthony Hopkins if he was Jewish. Anyway, but literally. So I sent Nate and a couple buddies of mine to go see Dr. Firestone, and he took care of him free of charge. All you got to do is tell somebody that's a war veteran, there's another war veteran I know, could you please give them some service? And they'll say yes. It's a beautiful thing. And you guys are beautiful people. Let's hope this story has a good resolution, because it's a bad story. But I do know this. I put my name on Lon Rosen, the person, and if I was in court as a character witness, I would say it's impossible that my friend Lon would have allowed this to happen. He's a great guy, a phenomenal human being. You should see him with my son. You should see him with other people, with fans. There's no way that happened under his watch. And if it did, he'd know about it. And he's probably the guy that said 40. Give him 150. What are you guys doing? So let's keep our eyes open. But until then, take care of each other. Hashtag we. If you need help, ask somebody. That's what's up. We will be there for you because we're the Warriors. We're positive. And we keep it 100. I fucking love you guys, man. You know that. You know that. Tomorrow, I'm going to get this damn game cobbled together for you. I love you so much. Spread the word. Have people hit the subscribe button, please. Peace.